Welcome to Kicking It with KPOC, a podcast about business owners, marketing struggles and solutions, and other business-related topics. I'm Jake.
And I'm Morella.
And this is episode 14, creating killer business videos in Tampa Bay with Joey West. This is an exciting episode as we'll have our first true returning guest. Today we'll be joined again by Joey West. In addition to being in the media industry, Joey owns his own full-service video production company, Media Expert Video. His award-winning team has over 55 years of combined experience. Today, we'll talk with Joey about how important video marketing can be for a small business. I know we already introduced Joey in a previous episode, but is there anything else you'd like to add before we get started, Morella?
Yeah, a couple of things. Like you mentioned, this is kind of a big deal. Joey is our first returning guest, so.
Thank you for having me back. You both look like you've lost weight.
Oh, no.
Maybe a few pounds.
Damn, that sugar is working. I need to eat more candy. All right. Well, I just want to mention a couple of things. Joey has a lot of experience in the news industry, TV commercials, video production, and video marketing. And he's actually really good at what he does. And he's a good person, and he also keeps it real. So I think...
You're hired.
Oh, man. Now we got to negotiate the salary. But is there anything else that you would like to add, Joey?
No, you've covered it all. I got my start in TV news and broadcasting. Have been doing it for 20 some odd years. Don't need to get into specifics, but that was my background. Led me into helping others with their video production needs.
Okay. All right. And I think Jake will have some questions for you next.
Yeah. So why don't you tell us a little bit about video marketing and maybe why it's important for a small business?
Well, it can really be at the heart of a business success as far as marketing and their marketing content, especially in this day and age. Video is more important than ever when everybody's got a smartphone. And anytime you're considering making a purchase or considering using a new business or looking for advice or trying to figure out what's wrong with your car or your furnace, or you're going to try to Google it, look up a video to show you what might be wrong, to look for somebody in a similar situation as yours and to see what solutions they came up with and to see if that might be something that works for you. Where it pertains to a business is that it's an opportunity for you to showcase what you have to offer to your customers or clients, your products or services. You can tell your story, which is what we try to focus on at Media Expert Video, is telling a business's story or telling that business person's story, because that's what makes you relatable to people, to your clients and your customers. It might be something quirky, but to show that you're a human and not just a business who wants their dollars, but you're a human who cares about whatever their needs might be, it allows you to relate to your customers and to your audience. And with social media and everybody's, you know, smartphones, as I said, it's getting easier and easier nowadays to post content, and people have come to expect it. If you don't have video these days, it's kind of like 10 years ago, if you didn't have a website, people would be like, what's wrong with that business? Why don't they have a website? Well, nowadays it's kind of, why don't they have any video?
Yeah.
Because it's so easy to do, everybody expects it. I'm not saying that it's that you're going to get it perfect if you do it yourself, or that it's going to be the best videos, but people come to expect videos, whether it's how-tos, informational, or just straight information about your product.
Yeah.
They want to see it, and they want to see what they're buying before they buy it, before they make that decision. We live in an age of the informed consumer. And it's becoming critical that businesses have video nowadays.
Yeah, that's very true. And I think I recently read somewhere, I think it was a book that we were reading, it was a marketing book about content marketing. And it said that having a video on your homepage, on your website, increases your conversion rate by
20%.
80%.
80%.
Yeah. All right. So my numbers are totally effed up.
You were going down the right path.
Math is not my thing. But yeah, so it's 80%,
yeah,
which is huge.
Yeah.
But I think a lot of people think like, oh, I've never been in the video. I don't like the way I look in the video. I don't like the way I sound. But I mean, that.
Where have I heard that before?
Yeah, I mean, it's really tough. But I think your customers and clients want to know who you are and why do you do what you do. And it's easier to say that in a video instead of just writing it down or typing it up on your website.
I must agree with you on that point. However, there are times when, as you mentioned, people don't like seeing themselves on video or don't like hearing themselves. Mm-hmm. That's where actors come in or voiceover talent. Yep. You can write a script, you can have somebody else read it, or you can have somebody else appear in the video in a professional manner, of course, because mm-hmm. They would be representing you and your business. Not everybody likes their own appearance, which is understandable. Mm-hmm. And it also lends an air of credibility.
Yes.
When you have a professional looking video done for your business and people see that, it gives them comfort thinking, okay, they care enough about their business or their product to get a professional looking video done to explain it to us in a simple, clear, concise way to help us make an informed decision on our own.
Yep. Yeah, that makes sense.
So we talked about videos on homepages. Are there any other kinds of videos that work well for a small business?
Funny you should say that. I actually was reading over some stats before I came in, but the couple that grabbed my attention was 63% of businesses now claim that they do use video marketing, which is huge. That's over half of all businesses in the country. 82% of those who do use video said it was important to their business, and 83% believe that they get a good return on their investment. Mm. So not only are they just about everybody using them, most people are using them, but they're very happy with the end result, and their business bottom line is affected as a result in a positive way. So it seems to be working. The people who are doing it, of course, there's going to be bad characters with anything that you do. There's people who do quality work, and there's people that do subpar work.
Yep.
And there's some people that just want to do them all themselves, and that's not a bad idea either. If you don't think you have the wherewithal to hire a video production company, some people try to do it on their own.
Okay. Well, which kind of brings us to the next point, and which is money and price. And a lot of times we come across local businesses who are sometimes new or they're starting out, and they think, you know, I would like to produce a TV commercial and have it on a local TV channel. And then they go out and they start getting quotes, and the quotes are all over the board. So Can you give us a little bit of, information on pricing and how it can range and what the price ranges are?
Yeah, it can vary greatly, as you said. And it really depends on what you want to do in the video. There are a lot of factors that go into the pricing. If you have to hire professional actors, how many actors, how many days you're going to be shooting, how many locations you're going to shoot at. If you're shooting a car commercial and you have to shut down a stretch of road,
okay.
You know, all those factors involved. And if you have to get permits, sometimes if you want to shoot in a public area or on a street, you have to get a permit to do so. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of factors involved, and it depends on, you know, the client and what their vision is for the commercial. It can cost anywhere from a couple thousand dollars on the very low end to millions of dollars, depending on you know, how extreme you want to go, like the Super Bowl ads, for example.
Yeah, that's
because,
true.
You know, that 30 seconds is going to cost you $2 million anyway. You know, what's another $1 million to create the commercial? Because it does have a national audience and you're getting the most eyeballs in the world and everybody's really criticizing those commercials. Some people watch the commercials just as much as they watch the game, or if not more. Mm-hmm. And you're going to hear about it for a while. There's going to be a buildup to the game. They're going to give sneak peeks or leak out some commercials early. Then there's going to be the actual commercial, and then you're going to get the reaction. So you're getting your ROI, your return on investment for that commercial. And you certainly don't want it to be a bad one if it's going to be airing in the Super Bowl. But that's one example.
Okay. So I guess to just narrow it down a little bit, and since I guess a lot of people in this area are probably thinking about TV commercials. And so if I am a boutique downtown St. Pete and I just have one location and I'm looking just to film a TV commercial, which is like maybe me in it and just kind of my store, just to showcase my store, and nothing, I don't need to hire actors, I don't need to shut down Central Avenue or anything like that, what would be a reasonable budget for me? Like what kind of dollar amount should I have in mind?
Again, depending on what your vision is for the commercial, how long the shoot would take, you know, in the script writing and in the process behind it, et cetera. I would say on the low end, very low end, maybe $1,000.
Okay.
Those are hard to find.
Okay.
And then on average, I would say you're probably looking at $5,000 to $10,000.
Okay.
Usually.
Okay. Okay. And I think like you said earlier, you get what you pay for. If someone comes to you and says, oh, I can do a video for a commercial for you for $500. It's probably too good to be true. If they say $1,000, it's probably going to be very like entry level basic. So it's not going to be as good as a $5,000 video.
So. In theory, yes, that's how I should work. There's the old saying, you get what you pay for.
Yep. yep.
But it's sometimes, you know, you might just find somebody who is just starting out, but who is really good.
True.
So do your homework on the person, ask them for any examples. And even if they haven't done a commercial, so to speak, they've done something, whether it was a school project in college or, you know, some kind of video, promotional video or something, they've done some kind of video. So ask to see their work, no matter what it was. And if you think that person has a good eye, and the video turned out well, and it seemed like it flowed nicely and it got the message across and it was well lit and the audio was good, you know, certainly take a chance on them. I'm not here to knock anybody down. Everybody has to start somewhere.
That's true.
At the same time, you know, you can spend $1 million and still not be happy with the commercial you
get.
That
is true.
Yeah.
You can hire a very expensive charlatan who'll come and take your money and give you nothing. So very true. Very, very true.
All right. So can a small business owner do it themselves then? Can they just take their iPhone and just shoot their store? Is that a good idea for a video?
Well, you can, and it depends on how you want to use that video. I don't mean to sound like a broken record here, but yes, iPhones shoot amazing video now, especially the latest version. And there are now devices you can get, like the Ring is a light that you can put on your iPhone that will light the person or the talent that you're using. You can get a microphone, fairly inexpensive, from many locations on the internet that you can plug right into your phone. And I do stress using a microphone because a lot of people will just go at it and just use the microphone that's built into their phone. And that's fine for some videos, but if you want to take it up to the next level and you really want the audio crisp and clear so your customer or viewer can hear what you're saying, it's important. I think those are the two factors that often get overlooked the most, are lighting and audio when somebody's making their own video. So there's everything you ever wanted to know is on the internet. And I'm sure there's, my partner has a saying that there's a video on YouTube for anything you want to know. And that's pretty much true. So there's, if you've thought of it, there's probably somebody else who's already thought of it and somebody else who's already posted a video of it. So it's not hard to get a few tips and tricks out there and try it on your own. And I would certainly encourage that, especially when it comes to like social media, because with, you know, Facebook and Instagram, et cetera, you know, the Twitter video, all of the social platforms have video now. And if you want to start posting stuff every day, you're not going to hire a video production crew every single day that you want to post a video if you just want to talk about your 30% off shoe sale.
Yeah, true.
You know, and just show some of the shoes on the rack or in your store that you might have for sale. You're not going to hire them to come in, but that could be very effective use of your video and your time for on social media just to let people know, hey, this is what we got. And I think people's expectations when it comes to how video look on social media is a little bit lower than if it were to appear on a television screen.
Very true. Very true.
Right. Or on a film screen.
Yes.
Especially with the younger generation. They care less about what it looks like, but the people who are really successful go the extra mile and it looks professional, and they've either taken the time to learn or they've hired a professional video production company.
That's a really good point. You know, this is obviously our first podcast, and we pretty much learned how to buy all the equipment for this, all the techniques and everything, just from watching videos on YouTube. Like you said, if someone's asked that question and answered it before already.
Right. It's an infinite resource.
Yeah. All right. So what would be the benefits of hiring a professional videographer or video production company over doing it themselves? You mentioned lighting, you know, maybe an amateur doesn't have their own lights. What other things or would you say is, you know, benefits there?
Well, a professional company can help you avoid some of the mistakes that you might make that might discourage you from making any more videos, or even worse, paint you in a negative light to your customers or your clients. What we do as a process, we would talk to you first to get an idea of what you wanted to do, learn more about you and your business. I don't move forward with any project until I've gotten to know the person a little bit, until I've gotten to know their business, not just what they do, but I prefer to come visit them and see their business and see them in action, because a lot of times I'll get inspired by something that they may take for granted because it's something they do every day. Mm-hmm. So then we'll go through the scripting process. We'll write out a script. And if the client wants, we can storyboard it or make a shot list to tell them, okay, here's everything we want to say in the script. Whether it's a person with the business or a voiceover or an actor reading it. And then here's the shots that we want to go along with it each part of the way. And once they approve that, then we go forward with making the video. You know, most of what we do gets shot in one day. Sometimes we have to go to multiple locations and it spans out over multiple days. But that's fine too. It all depends on what that person wants to accomplish at the time. You know, we've already got the equipment, we've got the lighting, we've got the correct audio. We know what we're going to do in post-production, which is something that most people don't know how to do. There are a lot of free, editing platforms out there. But if you still don't know what you're doing, you can just make your video look worse than when you even started. There's color correction that goes along with it. There's audio correction that goes along with it. You want to make sure you're not over-modulated or under-modulated. You want to be able to add graphics or in certain cases, what we call stock video. A lot of times the average person doesn't have access to that. Mm. It can be images and videos from around the world that we have access to because it's something we pay for. Mm. So not everybody's going to want to plop down, you know, money just to make one video for a year-long subscription to a stock database. So there are definitely some advantages. The time that we're going to save
you. Yes, the time. And time is money. And I think people don't realize how consuming editing is.
Yes, editing is very time-consuming. The whole process it can be time-consuming. If you don't know what you want or if you've never done it before, you can get frustrated easily and give up just because it doesn't seem like it's going the way you want or it's not going to turn out the way you want. Mm-hmm. So time, in most small businesses, you know, the owner's very actively involved with running that business. And they don't have time to think about doing a video one or the time to make it.
To edit it, to make it, to brand it.
Right.
It's almost like a full-time job.
It is.
Yeah. So no one wants another full-time job.
And along those lines, video really does go hand in hand with marketing now. A lot of what you guys do, and you mentioned branding, mm-hmm. and sharing it on social media and make sure it's promoted along the mm-hmm. right channels. If you're going to take the time to invest in a professionally done video, you're going to want to promote the heck out of it. Let everybody know because you want as many people to watch it as possible. So that goes along hand in hand with marketing. Video and marketing are just almost synonymous anymore.
That's true. And we always tell people, if you're going to do something, do it right. And you're going to spend time on it regardless. So you want to make sure that your time is spent well. And you want to make sure that you find people who can help you in areas that you're not an expert in, and that will who will also save you time. And we, not long ago, we had someone tell us that they were just going to learn marketing on their own, and they were going to run their business and also become a marketing expert, which I think is, you know, when you think about it, it's like, okay, maybe that's a good idea. But in reality, that's going to waste so much of your time. And in the end, you might end up half-assing both sides, running your business and being a marketing professional. So you don't want to be a jack of all trades, because in the end, it doesn't work out.
Right. You want to do what you do and do it well.
Exactly.
And hire very intelligent or smart people around you to do the things that you might not be so good at.
Exactly. Just build a team. It's right. Just as important as, you know, knowing how to run your business. You should also know how to find good people to help you.
Absolutely. That's key.
Yes. Yes. Otherwise, you're just going to be in your hole, buried, and just you just don't know how to come out of it. So it's definitely a good idea to find good people, which I guess that brings us to the next question. And I think you mentioned this a little bit, lighting and audio. And I was going to ask you about some of the most common mistakes that people make with video. And we've actually made some mistakes with video. Like Joey gave me a little bit of a lesson on lighting, because I was a lighting idiot. I didn't really know. So what are some other things that mistakes that people make and that you have noticed?
Well, I had mentioned, you know, posting it. If you want to do a video, you know, you'll put it on your website, which is fine, but only posting it to one place and not putting it in as many avenues as you could, not posting it to social media, not using YouTube or Vimeo or your Facebook or your Instagram. Mm-hmm. If you took the time and effort to put into it, put it everywhere.
Mm.
Let everybody see it. Because everybody's different. Everybody wants to use the social media platform that they like or they're used to.
That's true.
And some are more popular than others. But yeah, the mistake of posting only to one place is one I see a lot. And, you know, sometimes there's a lack of a strategy to the video. It's not clear and concise. You could be all over the place. Because people want to cram so much information
yes.
into one little video.
Yes.
And while it's great, in theory, to try to get as much information as possible out into as little bit of time as possible, that can just overwhelm or confuse your audience or your viewer.
Yeah.
So just have one clear message for each video. You can make more videos.
Yes.
But if you make one really bad one, you might not get anybody coming back. So instead of making one really bad one with like 10 minutes of information crammed into one, make 10 one-minute videos.
And that's a good point. We always try to tell clients to have one call to action per marketing piece. Yes. And sometimes people want to do a mailer, for example, and they want, oh, you know, put my 20% off discount, announce my 1 year anniversary all on one card. And at the end of the day, it's like, well, if you tell someone to do five different things at the same time, they're going to end up doing none of them. So just tell them to do one thing and then right. send them something again and ask them for another thing. So same thing with videos. Don't tell me 10 different stories in one video. I'm going to be very confused.
Right.
Like, what's going on here?
And it's good you brought up a call to action, because that's another thing people forget to put in their videos. That's
yeah.
another mistake. They'll give you this great or informative video and you're like, that's awesome. And then it just ends.
And what it doesn't do I do
say,
now?
Where can I go to buy it? Or
yeah.
what can I do next? Or you know, tell me what to do now. So don't forget that call to action at the end. It's really important. That's the whole purpose of why you're making the video.
Yeah.
In the end, I'm sure it can be to inform and educate, but in the end, as a business person, you really want that person who's seeing your video to be converted into a new customer or client.
Yes. And then take that person to a page where they can take that next step. Don't necessarily say, well, just go to my home page. And then they get there like, okay, well, where am I supposed to go now?
Right.
So have a plan. Be strategic, like you said.
Correct. Yes. And avoid trying to be too salesy, because people don't like being sold to at all. Whether in person or in video. So try to avoid being too salesy. Be informative, and express your enthusiasm for your business or your product, but don't be overly salesy. You should have a call to action at the end of the video.
Yep.
Don't do it throughout the whole video.
Exactly. Don't have your products like popping out like next to your head, like buy my soap, and the soap is like vibrating or something. Right. Okay, I think Jake has another question for us. So
you're also a fellow entrepreneur. What do you do to market your business? What have you found has worked or hasn't worked?
A lot that hasn't worked.
All right. That's also important. Now you know what not to do.
It is. As an entrepreneur, I think the best way to learn is to fail.
Yes. And no one talks about the ugly stuff, which is very important.
Right. And a lot of people give up after they fail. I think it's like 4 out of 5 businesses won't be around 5 years from now. So it's important to fail, take it as a lesson, but know that now you know what not to do and try something else and keep moving forward. Don't just give up. So it's really hard to do. For me personally, I've tried social media ads, I've tried internet ads, in many different forms, whether it was Google or Facebook or Instagram, or some of the even annoying ads I've tried for some of my clients. The ones that kind of know what you've already been reading online, and all of a sudden that a product starts appearing out of nowhere. You're like, hey, I wasn't specifically shopping for that product, but I was searching for something similar. Mm-hmm. I've tried it all with mixed results. For me, the best lane is word of mouth referrals.
The most powerful type of marketing.
It is. And those are the best. And that seems to be where I get most of my business from. That works for me. That's not going to work for everybody. That's not certainly not the best for everybody. But for what I do, because it's very personal in nature, mm-hmm. And you're going to work closely with people for many hours at a time, that tends to be where I get most of my business from.
Okay.
All right. Well, we've learned a lot about video. Is there anything else we should have asked you about that we didn't, or anything else you want to share about video at all before we close out the episode?
No, you'll just have to have me back for the third time. I'll be the first guest to be on for 3 times.
Oh, man.
All right.
Well, I think we can make that happen.
We'll think up the idea and make it happen.
And hopefully you will have lost more weight by then.
Oh, my gosh.
We might not exist anymore.
I know.
You're wasting away.
So if any of the listeners out there are looking to get started with videos or up their video game in the Tampa Bay area, how can they get in contact with you, Joey? Do you have a website or anywhere else they can find out more about you or your services?
Yeah, my website is mediaexpertvideo.com, or they can give me a call at 727-483-0348.
All right. Well, it's been a great 14th episode. I'd again like to thank Joey from Media Expert Video for joining us today. If you did enjoy this podcast or are just enjoying our podcast in general, we really would appreciate it if you would subscribe and rate or review us wherever you listen to your podcasts. It helps new listeners find us and it keeps the podcast going. And also feel free to reach out to us if you have any questions or comments about anything we talked about today or marketing in general. You can visit us on our website, kickinitwithkpok.com, or on social media. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter as KPOK Marketing. This has been Kickin' It With KPOK, brought to you by KPOK Marketing. Thanks for listening. We'll have something just as great for you next time.